Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with us. Have a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, the author of all the eBay books, like the eBay Marketing Bible, the eBay Business Answer Book, the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book, etc., etc. Find him at, is it Inico.com? CliffInico.com.
Yep. Oh, let's make it easy. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
That's Jim. It. Succeeding.
That's the best. What's the best one to get hold of me?
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. Now, something you want to talk about, Cliff, includes a word that we typically only think about in high finance, arbitrage.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm getting more and more emails about this nowadays from people who are going out and they're buying stuff at retail. They're actually going to stores. They are buying stuff at retail, paying the full retail price with the sales tax and everything else, and then they go online and then resell that item for an even higher price. Now, you say to yourself, why in a million years would that ever work?
Yeah.
But it does work. There are people out there, either people who just don't know what things cost and think they're getting a bargain, but they're really not, or people who are not part of the distribution network. There are a lot of people in this country, Jim, who cannot get Coach handbags locally.
Oh, my God.
Or without driving
I thought that was like an inalienable right.
I thought so, too. You would think so, too. So what these people are doing is they're taking it, eBay, mostly they're eBay sellers,
right.
Some Amazon sellers, too, are taking advantage of that inefficiency by creating essentially a secondary market for these goods. And we call
right.
that retail arbitrage.
Even though the person could have clicked over on the Coach website and bought the same thing, maybe on sale, maybe shipped for free, no sales tax for a lot less money.
Correct, exactly right. So, I mean, what a lot of people will do, like, so for example, they'll go to the outlet stores, you know, where they get like the 50, 60% discounts on some of this
right.
stuff, and then they'll turn around too, and then they'll try to sell it online for full price. That's another example of, mm-hmm. of retail arbitrage. Now, I get the question all the time, Cliff, is there anything wrong with this? And this is a real head-scratcher because, on the one hand, the manufacturers should not be complaining about this because they're getting, first of all, they're getting the full retail price, which they're not getting any discount that they themselves are not offering to folks, you know, and they're getting sales that they would not get otherwise, probably, especially from people who are living like, in remote rural areas or something,
mm-hmm.
who have to drive several hours to get to a Neiman Marcus. You're getting that sale, which they wouldn't get. But a lot of manufacturers, and especially luxury goods manufacturers, think Coach, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany, they do not like this. They just don't like the idea that their stuff is selling on eBay, period.
Hmm.
You know, sometimes they have, I mean, a
it
lot of these
It doesn't fit their idiom, does it?
No, it certainly does. I mean, you think high-end, you know, luxury, you don't want to see it in Walmart. You know, or on eBay or someplace. And by the way, I think that perception is totally false, by the way.
Yeah.
I've bought some amazing stuff
well,
on eBay.
Well, you know, they can complain if they want, but there's nothing wrong with people doing that.
See, I don't think there is. I mean, it certainly does not violate the antitrust laws. The only thing I tell people who are doing this, though, is don't get into a situation where you need the manufacturer's help and support because they're not going to give it to you. So, for example, I got an email about a month ago from somebody who was doing this, and they sold to somebody in Saudi Arabia. And in order to export in Saudi Arabia, you've got to enclose in the package something called a material data safety sheet.
Right.
Basically, a document that says that this thing won't blow off, terrorists can't use
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, a terrorist could conceivably use a Coach handbag, I guess, to beat somebody over the head.
Right.
You have to be pretty imaginative to get there. And the only place you can get these material data safety sheets is from the manufacturer, and the manufacturer would not give this to her, saying, you know, you're not really authorized to be one of our resellers, you should stop doing this, and we are not going to cooperate with you. So she had to cancel that sale to Saudi Arabia. She couldn't follow through with it because of the manufacturer not cooperating. They will not cooperate. In fact, some of the luxury good manufacturers have been beating up on eBay to try to see if they can get them to stop their sellers.
They probably consider it to be a used product at that point, even though it's maybe still
precisely
in the box, and probably see, and probably will affect the guarantee, the warranty.
Yeah, in fact, I always tell eBay sellers who are doing this: make sure when you list these things on eBay that you include the words used or secondhand, and then in your item description down below, you can say it's in the original packaging
box,
and has
yeah
never been used.
Yeah.
That's the way to get the message across to someone that they're getting a like new product.
Right, exactly. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
That's it, man.
That's the website. The books are there. Cliff Finico's there. We just can't get enough of Cliff, can we? Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
You bet, man. Thanks. Good luck.
Cliffy will be back another day, folks. I promise. He's got a lot. He'll have some new information for us next time as well. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.